The Burt Show.
Hi, Kim Zolciak is on from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Hey, Kim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
Same old, same old.
Well, not really. It's never the same old with you.
You're right, actually. A little bit of drama, you know, just read the internet.
Yeah, we are respecting Kim's request. Mm-hmm. There are some rumors online right now that Kim will not be part, or will she be part, of the next season of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they're doing some negotiating stuff, and lawyers are talking to lawyers. So we are respecting that, and we're not going to ask her about an obvious question this morning. Okay,
Bert, are you not telling us the whole truth, and will you be on Real Housewives of Atlanta? Are you the next Atlanta housewife? Is that what's happening here?
Well, this is what I got to ask you about here, Kim, and I'm not BSing. Like, I'm really sort of... I'm leaning towards not being on this show, but Princess, who you know really well,
I actually love her.
She's awesome.
Great. Yeah.
It's this woman that I met in Dolvet's gym one day, and I didn't know that she was a creator of reality TV shows or producer of TV shows at all, but, you know, I see her in the gym, we exchange highs and stuff, and we've hung out a couple of different times, but I had no idea that she did this kind of thing. And she is putting together a show now called Boys Club Atlanta, and... basically, it's just like five or six guys that are socially connected in Atlanta. They want to follow you around with cameras, and they want to see how you live your lifestyle. And it would be me, my friend Dolvet has been asked to consider it. My friend Justin has been asked also. Kenny Burns, who you guys know, I've brought him in here before, is very well-known in the hip-hop and urban world.
Crucial.
He might be part of it also. And there's some names that she threw around that I didn't know. But... I'm really on the fence about being part of this thing, really based on what I see on your show.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to put my – I don't think that – and I said this to you when you were in studio. I don't think that I could be as strong about the criticisms as you have been.
I'm just telling you, you should just run like hell.
Don't do what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that – The first year that I did the show, I was oblivious to what I was doing. You know, I had no idea how successful it would be. I really didn't know what I was doing. It was just kind of fun. Exhausting, but fun. And so then I looked so terrible the first year. I had to come back last year and, like, redeem myself publicly. But I think, you know, you have to weigh your options. There's pros and cons to everything. But it's really hard. I'm stronger than I've ever been. I have no regrets. But it's taken a toll on my children. I mean, you have kids. The kid part is really, for me, the hardest. My kids are, you know, they have their moments where they come home, Mommy, why does it say this? And some of the stuff, you know, is so outlandish, and my kids can't comprehend it.
But your personality is so different from mine. Like, when I see you arguing with the girls and you're, like, raising your voice and you guys are getting into these fights, I can understand how that could affect your kids. That's just not in my nature.
It's not in mine either. They bring out – I mean, I became the devil. I mean, they just, you know, they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, you just eventually you snap. But they're going to air that. I mean, what about those little moments where we're having a great time? I mean, they're just going to edit it. And that's what you sign up for, literally whatever that they want to air. And you're going to get angry at somebody at some point, and they're going to capture it on film. And I can guarantee you that's going to make it to air. I can tell you what will make it to air and the second I do it and what won't.
Really? Now you know. Like, as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you're like, oh, no.
But you need to, you know, if you want to do a business, like, you know, I just looked at it this year and was like, you know what? I'm going to do a wig line. I'm going to do a book. I want to do my music. So if you're smart about it, it's a great platform to do anything that you want to do in the future or start a company, business. It's like free, you know, prep. So if you can keep that in the back of your mind and do it, that's great. But your relationship with your wife, I mean, it takes a toll on everything from family to friends. I mean, it's definitely difficult.
In what ways do the producers create the drama? How do they fuel it?
Well, I don't know that they necessarily fuel it, but they put you in situations that you normally wouldn't be in. I mean, I, you know, would rather take a bullet than have dinner with Sheree. And I have to go have dinner with Sheree sometimes, which, you know, we sit there and then we argue because we don't want to be there. But that's part of the show. It's like you have to do – you're not going to watch the show. If I had it my way, I would just chill by myself in my house. Mm-hmm. But I can't do that. They wouldn't have a show. So I'm in situations that I don't really want to be in, and then you can tell.
How much time did it take away from your family? Because part of my struggle now is I never feel like I'm spending enough time with my sons. So how much time do you have to spend away from them that you weren't before?
I've been in Atlanta 4 days out of 45.
Whoa.
Wow.
I can't do that.
So, and I take my kids, you know, we're leaving to the Bahamas on Sunday with Candy, actually, and it's just going to be us. No phones, no laptops, no nothing. And I think that my girls, I was home before. So now it's been really hard. My daughter's had problems in school. I just pulled her out of private school, put her in public. I mean, I've had all this stuff going on. You're you know, you doing the morning show and then, you know, being on a television show. I worked last year 16, 18 hours a day. Lisa and I both ended up in the hospital from working so much. This year was a little different. We had a better, it was more organized. But still, you know, 6-8 hours a day.
What is the work? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I mean, they're shooting here in Atlanta. I'm working on the show most of the day. So what is the additional work? Do they put you into tasks that you have to do each day?
No, it's, you just, you know, come up with stuff. Like you would, you know, maybe schedule a meeting. I don't know, say you're writing a book, right? And you wouldn't write a book for another 3 months, but they would have you say, you know what, go call, you know, your publisher or your lawyer. Let's have a meeting with your lawyer and talk about the book deal tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And that's what you would do. It's pretty much your life, but you would, you tend to move a little quicker on things.
It's your life on their It's your life on their schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Stacey and I were talking about this the other day, I said, I mean, think about this, Stacey, zero secrets. Okay, so
that's the thing. I mean, everybody has skeletons in their closet.
Right.
You might as well just go ahead and sign yourself up for the fact that anything that you've ever done, and the negative stuff will come out way, I mean, long before the positive ever. So, I mean, look, they're saying I'm a lesbian now. It's a trip. I mean, yesterday, they're just, it's just unbelievable to me. Every day it's something, for really. And you're related with your wife. I mean, it's just, you know, but honestly, it's just not worth it.
Really?
I'm not married, and I'm trying to juggle my kids, but you have a marriage, and it's hard. You know, you girls that you dated in the past, I mean, you just name it, it'll come out.
Or guys that she dated in the past, or,
right.
Yeah, you have to
and
think about that.
And stuff that you may not know. It's just a lot. You know, you already have, you know, a great show in the morning. I just think that you really need to really, really think about it. Princess is great, but Princess cast the show. She cast all of us on you know, The Housewives. She selected all of us, and then she's out. And then, you know, whoever would film you guys, Princess is gone. So as great as she is, you can hang out with her at the gym.
Here is Summer with a comment. Hey, Summer.
Hey. Well, Bert, I don't think that you have a lot to worry. Well, I don't know why you're getting advice from Kim, because you're not a douche. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not going to affect your children the way that it affects her, because you're not as into drama as she is. So,
well, that's what
maybe
she's
you
saying.
Should get advice from Candy.
Well, that's what Kim's saying also, is that, I mean, she normally on a day-to-day is not a person that gets into this kind of drama. But the show sort of brings it out of her.
Sure.
Hey, Summer, you don't know me, so maybe you
sure
should.
Don't.
I mean, you don't need to say that I'm not into drama. It's a show, number one. But I'm talking about personally what goes on behind closed doors and off camera. I'm not talking about you're watching a show where, you know, I mean, Mimi and I were going to L.A. today together. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a show.
That's what the show wants, is drama. They're going to pick
sells.
It apart.
You watch it,
right.
I'm sure. I mean, we're the highest rated cable show for a reason. They're not airing Nene and I, you know, baking cookies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Unless it's lost footage. So,
or a blooper. The reason.
I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, they air me baking cupcakes with candy and adding too much, you know, oil instead of water. But, I mean, I'm just saying, personally, off camera, a show's a show. It's fun. Enjoy it. You don't like it, don't watch it. But I'm talking personally, in your marriage, it takes its toll. You're never home. You know, you're capturing stuff on film. It's stressful. You know, my parents are like fame over family. Where have you been, Kim? Because you can't just, once you do a show, then you have press.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to do all these interviews after that. So, you know, you film for 4 months. And then after that comes a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, the internet, I mean, every day I'm on the phone with lawyers and publicists and agents trying to juggle whatever somebody's blogging about. I think the blogging, if the blogging didn't exist, I don't think it would be this hard, really.
Wow.
So it almost sounds like, you know, I was thinking of it as a great business move for the show, but it sounds like if it's pulling me away from the show every day, that inevitably our product, The Bert Show, would actually suffer from that.
Look at all the, just think about this, ready? Look at Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. They do a reality show. They're divorced. Look at Travis Barker and Shyna Mogler. They're divorced. So I'm just telling you from my own experience. I mean, my life wasn't cookie cutter, but it was definitely, you know, it was normal. I mean, as normal as it could be, but it was great. It was, I had healthy relationships with people. Now it's difficult, and it changes your life forever. Forever.
Even you and Big Papa broke up, didn't you?
Yeah. Jeff.
Well, you just brought up the healthy relationships, and I remember that yours had fallen apart.
What I'm saying is, like, I had, you know, as normal as it could be, and I was with him for 2.5 years before the show, and my girls, and we traveled, and we did all these great things, and then just the stuff in the press. I mean, he called me yesterday popping off at the mouth, and I'm, you know, because of the press. I'm like, why are you, out of all people, why are you reading the press? Why are you believing all the stuff that they're saying? So, but then it changes your life. I've ended so many of my friendships over the last year. And I've had a lot of people come in only to find out that they want something to gain. People, you know, you have to always look at people to see what they're trying to do and what they're trying to gain now. Whereas before, I just lived my life. Nobody cared. If you were my friend, you're my friend for real.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, do you want to be on the show? Mm-hmm. What do you want? Everybody wants to make my wigs. Everybody wants to write my book.
So let's say you were arguing for the show. You had nothing but great things to say about it. Argue for me why I should do it.
The only reason why I would tell you to do it is, like I said, if you want to do something in the future, like if you want to start your own company or something of that nature. Other than that, really, I just don't know that there's anything that's so positive. Other than the fact, if you can make an impact, I mean, you and your wife have a good marriage. You are a great dad, from what I've heard. I've never seen you with your children. But something of that nature, if you think you're strong enough and you can make an impact with people, like me, with the wig thing, I really feel like I've changed people's views on that, and that was really my goal. If you can change people or touch somebody's life, showing them, you know, however, that you've been married for however many years, et cetera, you can have a business, you can be, you know, a husband, a father, et cetera, then that's great. But there's nothing else I can say other than the negative is just, I mean, it supersedes the positive. Mm.
Mm. Bert does want to put out a song called Late for My Date.
Oh, my gosh.
If I could use your beats, that would be great, because I'm a little lazy.
You know, I'm just, you know, you can have anything. You can have it all. You can have my show.
Hey, Belinda, what's going on? Hello? Oh, hold on one sec. It really helps if I pick the phone up.
Details.
Hey, Belinda.
Whatever. Hey, don't do it.
No, thanks.
I mean, you know, I listen to your show, and you talk about, you know, your kids all the time and how much you love your kids and how much you love your wife. And I just think that, you know, there's other ways if, you know, you want to start businesses or you just want to see, you know, what is the motive behind it. I mean, you're such a family-oriented person. I mean, they're just going to, you know, yesterday you were talking about how sad you were because your dog was going to get fixed. I mean, you know, they're going to rip you apart. I just don't think you should do it.
And they are critical about every little thing.
Oh, they're critical about everything. They'll talk about your...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Let's see, if that was on film, then you and Kim
yeah,
would have...
Yeah, you and Kim are having a
yeah, beef.
Can you grab her again?
Yes.
I just don't, you know... I don't know what the positive, again, would be. Like, I just want to ask him one more thing, is that nobody really knew who she was before the show started. Mm-hmm. So there was this sort of intoxication with celebrity, and now she's got it. So, A, I want to know if she loves it. Mm-hmm. But, B, we have, you know, there's a certain amount of celebrity that goes with just being on the radio. Oh. And I'm cool with that level right there. Like I told these guys earlier, you know, if I had to be
a whole different ballgame.
It's a totally different ballgame. Like I like going into restaurants and people coming up to us and saying, I listen to the show. I love that I can call the Hawks right now and I can get tickets if I want. I like that part of the celebrity and I'm okay with it just staying at that level. Like I don't need any more.
You like saying, like, you're really gonna charge me for these appetizers? Or I don't pay for tickets on the 200 level. Stuff like that, right?
Kim,
you already get all that stuff. And you know what's funny? I was in Lenox Mall with my girls. We used to go every Saturday, like out to lunch and shop and do all this stuff. And my daughters looked at me last weekend and said, Mom, we haven't been to the mall. We haven't done anything like that in so long. And I said, you know what? Let's go. So I went. I put a hat on, sunglasses, forget it. I mean, it took me umpteen hours to get through the front door. And then what happens is people Twitter. They're like, Kim's in the Nike store right now. Kim's here. So then it just becomes this, I mean, it's insane. My kids, after 30 minutes, were so over it. It's difficult. It's really difficult.
Why go through all the trouble of the sunglasses and stuff? Why don't you just get a different wig?
You know, I've thought about that. My mom said that, too. I should. But you know what it is? It's my voice. Honestly, I don't know what it is about my voice, but I hear it all the time. I was in the bathroom at the airport, and I was talking to my girlfriend. I was like, Jen, hurry up. We're going to miss our flight. And they're like, is that Kim from The Housewives? I was like, what? And it's more my voice, really, I think, than my looks, because half the time people will tap me on the shoulder from behind.
And it's also carrying a glass of white wine everywhere you go.
Yeah,
in the Nike store with a glass of white wine. People are like, wait a minute, that's Kim.
You know, and you'll drink, you know, a lot more, really. I mean, you know, people wonder. I mean, Nene and I are like, we need shrinks next year or something.
Well, I
mean,
because
the wine's not cutting it. Last year it worked. This year, no.
Well, if you've got the shrink, then they may want to follow you into that.
Yeah, I've already got the shrink, so, I mean, they can't go into that. They can't. Now,
maybe they can.
Are the cameras in your house all the time?
You know, last year they installed them in my kitchen and living room, like where I would be filming the most permanently. And my cabinets are just, I'm looking at them right now, there's still tape up there. They left them in here permanently. This year, no. And they were also in my cars permanently last year, which when you're in the car and the cameras supposedly aren't on, you still can't be in your car. For months, it was crazy in my car. I would tell my kids, no, you know, we can't talk about that right now, or we don't want, you know, don't do that, because you don't know if they're on or not. And the thing with the cameras is if you're mic'd, for example, and, you know, you want to talk to your wife about something, and you say, can you guys shut my mics off for a minute? A, they won't, or B, if they tell you they will, they probably don't, and they can use that.
And you don't have any say at all after that.
You've already signed it all away.
You literally sign your life away, like anything that they want. I mean, they'll make fun of your couch, your shoes, your voice, your hair. I mean, you name it, they do it. And it takes its toll emotionally. Like I said, I mean, I'm 10 times stronger, but last year it was so incredibly difficult for me, trying to be a mom, trying to deal with the press and all the hurtful things that they were saying. This was a better year for me, but you just got to really be strong and know exactly who you are and not let it take its toll. It's just, I promise you, it's not worth it. I think that you, in a year from now, I would talk to you and you would just be like, you know what? I really made a mistake.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Thanks.
What do you think are the things about you and your family they would pick on the most?
Oh, God. It could be a lot of stuff. I'm more protective of my family than I am me. It's like, go ahead, take shots of me.
Right.
But you know, Stacey's been volunteering at an addiction clinic, you know, so, you know, they're going to ask her about her addiction to pain medications for a while there, which she's pretty open about, but people get very critical about
right.
that, you know. There are arguments that Stacey and I have that very, very personal stuff, you know, like her relationships with my friends, some of the friends that would be on the show might be at jeopardy, you know. There's stuff that Dolvette does that Stacey's not totally on board of, you know, and they're going to expose all that.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship between she and her mom sometimes gets uh-huh. tense from time to time, you know, and it's not bad, but I can see when the cameras are on it, how it'd be totally blown out of proportion. And mm-hmm. I don't know that I want that for them.
And Hayden wants to be an actor. So you were saying earlier, you feel like they would pigeonhole you as stage parents.
Could be
or
stage
something?
Parent thing. You just don't know how they're going to edit it. So I don't know.
That's my daughter, Brielle. You know, they want her on Disney Channel right now. And she's so excited about it. I'm so scared to do it. But that's what I'm saying. When you think about it in the future, you know, if I wasn't on Real Housewives of Atlanta, how long would it take me to get Brielle where Brielle wants to be? Kind of. Right. Brielle broke tardy for the part. I mean, Brielle's doing incredible. She's 12 years old and getting a paycheck from iTunes. So, I mean, you can look at it, you know, one of two ways. But really, I mean, with your kids and stuff, it's just really, it's just difficult. And like I said, nobody's perfect. And everybody has skeletons. I don't care what anybody says. And they're going to judge you. Everything mm-hmm. you do, the way you walk, the way you talk, everything. I mean, they make me look like I drink like a fish, smoke like a chimney. To,
well, you do.
I don't.
I'm just kidding. All right, we got to run, Kim. Thank you a lot.
I really appreciate the advice.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, so if you read between the lines there, Kim says, you know, mm-hmm. I'm hearing her say don't do it.
I was going to say, reading between the lines, she pretty much blatantly said no.
That is a lie.
Absolutely not.
The Burt Show.